in Memphis.
And one more, beginning with a C, in East Tennessee.
In East Tennessee, there's Knoxville and Chattanooga.
Mm-hmm. The biggest seaport in Georgia is?
Savannah.
And the capital of Georgia?
Is Atlanta.
Do you know two other fairly large cities in Georgia?
Well, there's Macon.
Mm-hmm.
And
one right on the Alabama line in South Georgia?
In South Georgia, there's, I don't know, I know West Point, Lamont Mills, that's, Dothan is in Alabama. In South Georgia.
It's the same name as the man who discovered America, supposedly, Christopher.
Columbus?
Mm-hmm.
Columbus, Georgia? I didn't think Columbus was such a big place.
It's not that big. Then there's not much in South Georgia that is big.
No.
Let's see, then the big...
I should know Columbus because they do, they have a big mobile company there.
The biggest city in southern Ohio?
Ohio would be Cincinnati. Mm-hmm.
And the biggest city in Kentucky?
Would be Louisville.
And then Dublin is the capital of?
Of Ireland.
Paris.
France.
And Moscow.
Russia.
Okay, let's see. The biggest denomination in the South is?
I would say the Baptist.
Mm-hmm, I think so. And if two people become members of a religious body, you'd say they?
They are members of the church.
When they become members, they do what?
Oh, they are baptized.
All right. In church, you pray to?
Pray to God.
And the preacher delivers a?
A sermon.
And the choir and the organist provide the?
The hymns, the music.
Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to compliment the organist, you might tell him, today the music was just?
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And the enemy of God is the?
Satan.
Is there another name?
Devil.
Any other name for him?
Satan, the devil, or the, isn't that bad enough?
Yes, that is. Anything you would tell children was going to come and get them if they were naughty?
The devil's going to get you.
All right. How about Boogeyman or Boogerman?
Oh, Boogeyman. He is not in the Bible, though.
Is he the devil?
No, he is not the devil. We consider him as being some strange creature who scares children and mm-hmm. who would be bad for them to come in contact with. But I don't think he's the devil.
Mm-hmm. Then what are things that are supposedly in graveyards that scare people?
Ghosts.
And a house that had ghosts in it?
Haunted.
All right. If something shocking were reported to you, you might say, why, the very
idea.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say to ask someone about his health, a friend?
How are you feeling?
And if you're introduced to someone, what would you say?
Pleased to meet you.
All right. If you'd enjoyed someone's visit, you might say to him, please come.
Please come back again.
Mm-hmm. What do you say as a greeting on December 25th?
Merry Christmas.
And on January the 1st?
Happy New Year.
And you might say, I have to go downtown to do some...
shopping.
All right. And if you made a purchase, the storekeeper took a piece of paper and he...
gave me a bill or...
Well, he put the purchase in the paper.
Yeah, oh, he'd wrap the...
And purchase. Then when you got home, you...
unwrap it.
Mm-hmm. And if you sold something for less than you paid for... sold it for less than you paid for it, you're selling it at a...
at a loss.
Mm-hmm. And on the first of the month, the bill is...
due.
And you have to pay your... if you belong to a club, you
have to pay your dues.
Okay. If you had no money, you might go to a bank and try to...
borrow. Make a loan.
The banker might say, meaning there's not much money. Money is...
money is tight.
Or it's... meaning there's... it's almost gone. Money is...
yeah. Well... money is short.
Or scarce.
Scarce.
Mm-hmm. If you dived into the water and landed on your stomach flat, you'd say that's a...
belly buster.
What if you're